You've committed the crime. The police are called. You're being questioned. And then this cop sticks what looks like Doctor Who's cosmic screwdriver under your face. Instantly he can tell whether you're fibbing or not. Well, that's the premise of Bruce McCabe's Skin Job, a piece of fiction. Or is it?
Imagine you are standing near a crime scene. It's a murder. There is a body in the street. A police officer strolls up to you and starts asking questions. As you begin to answer, he takes a small metal device out of his pocket and holds it under your nose. A light winks at the tip. Red or green? It's a lie detector. How are you feeling? Confronted? It's a scenario you might encounter sooner than you think. I set my thriller, Skin Job, in the near future and had a lot of fun writing about this, placing characters on both sides of the law in ever more confronting, perilous and stressful situations. In the story, the palm-sized lie detector shoved in their faces can simultaneously analyse voice stress, eye movements, iris dilation, heart rate, skin flushes, breathing patterns, and more. It's hard to fool. Skin Job is a work of fiction. The technologies, however, are not. The inspiration behind my story goes back to a demonstration I attended many years ago of some software being used by insurance companies to reduce fraud. In the demonstration, a customer telephoned to make a claim on his insurance, and the software listened in, logging the tiny inflections and intonations in the speaker's voice. Then sounded a beep, audible only to the operator, whenever it decided the claimant was lying. The operator simply added questions, probing for the truth. Sir, are you certain you left your car locked? Is it possible you left the keys in the ignition? I asked whether this gee whiz innovation was advertised to customers, but never got a straight answer. Some years later, in 2008, I heard that a handheld lie detector developed by the Lafayette Instrument Company and Johns Hopkins University had been deployed to US Army units in Afghanistan. Ask a few baseline questions like, are we on the road to Kabul? Is the sky blue? And then, once calibrated, did you know about the bomb buried under this road? The answers triggered a red or green light. A little clunkier than my imagined version. It required wires to be taped to a subject's skin to measure heartbeats and electrical conductivity. And the accuracy rate was less than it should be, but very portable and very real, especially when the interrogator carried an M16. The technology of lie detection keeps advancing, with more and more of what they call biometric indicators added into the mix. A system developed by Bradford University is undergoing trials at selected airports in the UK and uses thermal cameras to track the blood flowing through your face. Sir, are you carrying any contraband? Anything I should know about? Give any answer you like, but it's hard to stop those tiny skin flushes from giving you away. Border control, indeed, seems to be where much of the action is. My favourite lie detector is something called the Embodied Avatar Kiosk. Developed at the University of Arizona, it's the size of an automatic teller machine and is currently being tested at US-Mexico border posts. The kiosk conducts its own interviews with travellers, Max Headroom style. Sir, do you intend to work while in the United States? Ever tried to enter the US illegally? The kiosk uses infrared cameras, standard cameras, microphones and touch screens to collect data, analyze responses, then alert the border security personnel to suspected lies. It might not be very long before you can make your very own lie detector at home. All the hardware is already there. An Xbox One game console with the latest Kinect sensor pack already comes with a high-res camera, infrared camera, multiple microphones, and has voice controls, performs face recognition, and can track fine body movements, gestures, and eye movements. By combining inputs from the standard and infrared cameras, these consoles are already analysing facial skin flushes to accurately monitor your heart rate. For sports games, could one be used to infer lies? Certainly, with the right software. And it keeps on getting smaller. Smartphones are already capable of sophisticated onboard voice processing. Before long, we'll download lie detector apps and have them listen in on our calls to our boss or our customers or lovers. Darling, are you really still at the office? The next frontier of lie detection is neuroscience. In a lab at the University of California at Berkeley, they are working on a way to use brain scanning machines to reproduce our dreams and memories on a screen. Sir, were you really where you said you were? Your memory places you at the crime scene. In the spirit that defines American innovation, there is already at least one private company offering a lie detection service using these fMRI machines. The delightfully named No Lie MRI. Now, before you start sending angry emails pointing out polygraph imperfections and inaccuracies and social implications and civil liberties issues and confronting situations and opportunities for abuse and how this will affect police thinking and behaviours and tactics, hear this. I know. I'm with you. These get my blood boiling too. That's why I wrote Skin Job. Are handheld polygraphs wielded by cops inevitable? Yes, I think so. We can debate the timing, but hundreds of research programs and untold millions are being poured into making them a little bit better with each year. And police agencies want them, mainly due to the intense pressure to run down suspects in rapidly unfolding, high-threat situations, like the Boston bombings. A few years back, Lockheed Martin conducted a workshop where 29 US law enforcement agencies identified priority future technologies to assist in police investigations. Topping the long-term wish list? You guessed it, portable lie detectors. It'll probably go the same way as drones, first introduced by the military, then by the police, and while we are still locked in vigorous debate over the ethics, governments and geeks all over the world will be building them in garages. But one day, imperfections and all, like it or not, your local cop will likely carry a street polygraph between the handcuffs and the pepper spray. How will that be? Well, I spent the last 3 years imagining the consequences in Skin Job. We'll only really know for sure when it happens.
Dr. Bruce McCabe is a computer scientist with the University of Technology in Sydney, and his first novel, Skin Job, is just out.